I'm commonly asked the following questions in my clinical practice. What's the role of PET-CT in relapsed and refractory Hodgkin lymphoma? Well, whereas the prognostic value of PET in first-line therapy has been demonstrated quite clearly, there are fewer trials looking at the value of PET-CT in relapsed disease. But there are studies demonstrating that if the patient reaches a negative PET during induction chemotherapy and before high-dose chemotherapy for relapsed disease, the prognosis is quite good, even though we're talking about second-line treatment. Whereas if the patient fails to reach a negative PET, if the PET is still positive after induction chemotherapy and before high-dose therapy, the prognosis is quite poor. And interestingly, this has been used in a study performed by colleagues at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. What they did in their study was they gave regular induction chemotherapy, and that's the ICE regimen in their hands, and if the patient reached a negative PET after two cycles of ICE induction chemotherapy, the patient would go on to the planned high-dose chemotherapy and transplant, and the patients did well, as we would expect. But if the patient was still positive, PET positive, after two cycles of ICE, instead of going to transplant and meeting a poor prognosis of perhaps 30 or 35% expected progression-free survival, the patient would receive another non-cross-resistant regimen called the GVD, and only all patients after that would go on to the high-dose chemotherapy and autologous stem cell transplantation. And interestingly, what the authors show us is that even if you are PET positive after the first induction chemotherapy, if the patient reaches a negative PET after the second try with GVD, the prognosis after high-dose chemotherapy is just as good. And that was true for half of the patients who were PET positive first. They turned PET negative and had the same good prognosis as the patients who were negative on their PET after initial induction chemotherapy. So that's really an elegant study showing the value of a PET-directed strategy in relapsed disease.